So last year, you moved forward in an intrepid way to kick off the Denver Fringe Festival virtually. But this year, it's going to be a hybrid of in-person and virtual theater. So let's talk about making that transition.
Yeah, it was, we had to make a decision in December, right before we opened up our application. So of course, nobody really knew then what June would look like, but I felt pretty confident that things were moving in the right direction. So we opened it up with three choices for artists who were applying. The first choice was to apply to perform live at a venue. The second choice was to perform live and live streaming, because we are actually doing some live streaming of shows from the venues, not all of them, but some of them. And the third choice was to submit to perform virtually, either something pre-recorded, a video production of a show, or live streaming from your location. And we had a mixture, we have a mixture of all of those. We have about 36 shows total, 20 of which are live and in person. And so 12 are pre-recorded productions, and four or five are live streaming.
Before the pandemic hit in 2020, the Denver Fringe Festival had already begun work in December 2019, finding unconventional performance spaces in Denver. Now you have an opportunity to use them. What are some of the spaces that will be used for this year's Fringe Fest?
So we have three in-person venues. One is pretty much devoted to comedy, and that is the Tailgate Room at the Blake Street Tavern at 23rd and Blake. It's right in between Ballpark and Rhino. And it's just a really great space for comedy. We've actually been doing a comedy show there semi-regularly for the last couple of months. And then we have the Walnut Room, which is a terrific small proscenium theater space, very cozy, very, very aptly suited for original theater. Then we've got the Cleo Parker Robinson Dance Theater, which is very spacious for also for original theater. And finally, we're doing a Kids Fringe on the Saturday and Sunday of the festival, June 26th and 27th. And we have a weekend packed full of kids shows and free workshops that are going to be taking place at the Zabidi Circus Wagon, which is parked at the corner of 26th and Curtis Streets all weekend long. It is rigged for aerials. And so we'll have a lot of aerial shows and circus themed shows, three different circus companies in Denver, actually, and frequent flyers from Boulder are performing.
Tell us a bit about the performances. You mentioned there are going to be comedy performances at the Blake Street Tavern. What are some of the other performances folks can check out?
We have a lot of really interesting original theater, some of it highly comedic, some of it very personal, some of it really immersive and kind of experimental. The Fringe Festival model actually removes some of the risk for the artists. So we get a lot of artists who are innovating and doing kind of experimental, really cutting edge work. We have a show called Zarin that the audience gets to participate. It's very audience centric. They get to choose the ending of the play before it even begins or as it's beginning. We have another show that is part scavenger hunt, part mystery solving theatrical experience. It's an interactive kind of immersive piece that engages audience members to solve a crime. And that is probably our most immersive and innovative work. It's called The 5 Points Crimes. And it's designed to be really an immersive experience where the person who is the audience member is also taking part in the show.
You have a lot of great performances coming up as part of the Fringe Festival. There's Pequeño Corion as part of the kids show. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. That's one of the kids shows that will be available at the Kids Fringe. And I really believe that it's important to get kids started in exposure, their exposure to the arts at a very early age, because I believe that kids who are exposed to the arts grow up loving and supporting the arts. We also have Zeus on the Loose, which is an original musical for kids based on the stories of the Greek gods. And then we have four or f- five workshops that kids can participate in that will be for things like clowning and mime and improv and circus. Then we have a bunch of shows that weekend on the wagon that are circus themed and aerial performances.
Super exciting. I cannot wait to check it out. That is happening next week, June 24th through the 27th. For more information and tickets, where can people go?
People can find all the information and all the ticketing at denverfringe.org. And also follow us on Instagram at denfringe.
We are speaking with Anne Sabah, the executive director of the Denver Fringe Festival. Anne, thank you so much.
Thank you.